Hello, this is Sylvia. Have you ever tried using Braille? As a child, I had a Braille alphabet card and used to try and feel the letters with my fingertips from time to time. Not that they really are letters. There are two perpendicular rows containing three raised dots in each. From this basic oblong pattern of six dots, every letter can be made. The letter A is a single dot on the top left row of this rectangular shape. B is the same dot as A, with another dot immediately below. C is the two top line dots and a dot immediately below the top right dot. There's no effort to try and imitate the actual shapes of letters. Louis Braille was born in 1809 and died in 1852. He and his family lived in Couperet near Paris. His father was a saddler by trade. Louis was a very mischievous child and so was never allowed in his father's workshop without his father being there, as there were many sharp knives and big needles for making the saddles, bridles and other leather goods. One day, when Louis was 3 years old, his father, who was generally very careful to lock the workshop door, had, for some reason, forgotten to do so. And, childlike, Louis slipped inside and tried to copy his father by cutting a piece of leather. Leather is very difficult to cut. The knife slipped and pierced Louis's eye. For a while, though he was in great pain, he could still see with his undamaged eye. But antibiotics had not been invented. Pasteur and Lister had not yet discovered the causes of infection and the value of antiseptics. Unfortunately, infection spread to his other eye, and within months he became totally blind. Poor little Louis underwent a personality change. From the cheerful, boisterous boy he had been, he stayed by his mother's side always and became very quiet and unhappy. Today we'd probably say he'd gone into a state of shock and deep depression. No one seemed to be able to help him, until a local aristocrat from the nearby chateau came to see him. The Marquise asked Louis if he liked her dress, and he replied, crying, he could not see it. The Marquise told Louis that although he could no longer see, he could both feel and hear, and told him that he could do much if he learned to use his fingers instead of his eyes. She devised a game whereby he had to guess what an object she'd given him was. She promised him a prize if he could guess 20 articles by the next day. So Louis and his sister, Marie-Céline, played the game to practice, and his interest was once more aroused. The following day he guessed more than 20 articles by touch, and the Marquise rewarded him with a leather satchel. His father helped him to learn the differences between coloured leathers by their smell, and his sense of smell became so acute that one day he asked his mother if he could go to the fields as haymaking had started. Louis was the only one who could smell the newly cut hay so far away. When he was 10, the village priest, realising that Louis was an exceptional child with a good brain and excellent memory, together with the Marquise, arranged for him to sit a scholarship to the Royal Institution for Blind Children in Paris. He passed the exam brilliantly and subsequently became the best pupil. At that time, books were made using raised wooden letters. Louis was frustrated because he couldn't read the shapes quickly enough. Also, of course, such books were very heavy, and reading was a very slow process. For years, he tried to think of a better method, and while playing dominoes, remarked it would be easier to recognise them if the dots were raised, not indented. A Captain Charles Babert de la Serre visited the institution with some large paper frames covered with raised dots and dashes. This system was called sonography and was used for night reading of messages during battle. Louis found it difficult to learn but realised its possibilities. He eliminated the dashes, leaving just dots. He enjoyed music, which he played by ear, and his teacher explained to him how music was annotated, the notes being written in certain places on the five lines of what is called the stave. Louis worked and worked, and finally came up with a system of six dots used in various positions to represent a letter. Although it was a success at the institution, it was a long time before it became widely accepted. It was his teacher who suggested that this new system be called Braille, and so out of what had appeared to be a tragedy when Louis was blinded came the system that has helped so many people communicate over the years and is still used today, but will probably be superseded eventually by some sort of computer technology. Bye for now.